So, everybody has been asking me to cover this, and they've been telling me, Anton, you gotta break this down because this is something that is going to happen and is going to ruin the country and all of this stuff, right? And so I said, okay, all right, let me do a little bit of research. I don't like to just jump straight into stuff. I prefer to take a more measured approach. And when everybody is looking at it as the hot topic at the time, give me a few days. Give me a couple days to do my research, to better understand what the heck is going on. I want to know what's happening. I want to know where y'all getting y'all sources from. And so I had an opportunity to do it. So we're going to do a little bit of a deep dive right now, okay? And the deep dive is on Project 25 and why people are using this as a fear tactic to basically get you to vote a certain way. Now, I already told y'all that this was going to happen. I already told y'all that this was going to happen. And we're going to break it down. I'm going to break it down both from the fear-monger side and then also from the actual guy. And I'm gonna let him, and I'm gonna break, I did some research, I read it on the website, I looked at their whole site, their whole manifesto, their documentation. I looked at it all. Okay, so I read it, I looked at it, I understood it. I'm gonna break it down from a C student's perspective, but I'm gonna also let them tell you from their perspective, right? So before we get into the actual person who was the head of the doctor who was the head of this whole initiative, first thing I want to do is I want to share with you why people are so concerned and why it's become a thing to now, when they have nothing else to grasp, when there's nothing else for them to continue to leapfrog into or leapfrog upon, when there's no other hope, when you can't keep making excuses for the fact that this guy has no ability to be able to communicate, his brain is malfunctioning. He's going to have some time lapse, some lapses from time to time, and not remember where he's at, where he is. When we get done championing Kamala Harris, and you have no other straw and no other card to play, what do they play? On your emotions. They play on your emotions. I knew that this was something that I had to cover when I seen Taraji P. Complainer, Taraji P. Henson. And I seen a clip from her on BET where she was saying, it's not a game. Look at the Project 2025. It's one of the reasons why I don't think that y'all should ever listen to celebrities, because celebrities can't even maintain a relationship. They can't even fix their own household, but they're going to tell you how to vote and you're going to lean into them because they popular in whatever movie that they got popular off of. And you're going to let them to help you determine how you're supposed to vote. So let's look at it from the fearmonger side. And this is MSNBC basically saying that everything is going to go to SHIT as a result of it. Check it out.
You've been closely watching this show and this network, and even on social media, you've probably heard of Project 2025, sometimes also called the Presidential Transition Project. It's a 900-page policy document put together by a bunch of conservative interest groups as a guide for how a second Trump administration can weaponize the federal government in pursuit of a frankly, frighteningly authoritarian vision. It's also a wish list of a bunch of fringe far-right policy proposals that I think many voters would be really horrified to learn about. It seems like a lot of people are starting to pick up on the project and its proposals, thanks to warnings like this one from host Taraji B. Henson.
Now, I know I want you guys to now understand and know that this guy is literally reading from a producer's script. This was handed to him, and they said that this would be a good play for you, and this is going to go viral, and it's going to get a lot of views. And so we also want to push this agenda, and we know that we are a part of the agenda, so we definitely going to put this script in front of you. He's stumbling over his words. He's repeating what he's saying. It's the same thing that battle rappers do when they memorize their lines and they need to go back to a certain point in order to be able to perform effectively. This is a script that he's reading, so I just want y'all to understand the full context. This is produced. This is not an original thought. When I give my thoughts here or when I give my thoughts on the Anton Daniels show, I don't have no script. I dropped two episodes last week in order to pilot them to see whether or not you guys enjoyed them. You said you wanted me to continue to make those in replacement of what was going on Wednesday and stuff like that. So we got three episodes coming out next week. Three episodes, and this is one of the things that we're going to address and do a deep dive on, okay? But those are just my authentic thoughts. I don't have nothing written down. I don't have anything that I'm producing, nothing that I have to reference, no jump cuts, no nothing. It's just me talking to you, telling you exactly what it is that I see based off of the insight and understanding that I gain from, what it is that I researched. This is all produced. This is all a script in order to make you guys be very, very scared of what's going on inside of our White House.
At this week's BET Awards.
Pay attention. It's not a secret. Look it up. They are attacking our most vulnerable citizens. The Project 2025 plan is not a game. Look it up.
According to some reports, the project actually began trending on Google immediately after those comments. But even with the new influx of attention, I still think the details of Project 2025 are undercovered relative to how absolutely unhinged they are, even by the standards of today's Republican Party. So, first and foremost, there is this nakedly authoritarian plotting, like the plan to weaponize the Department of Justice as a tool directly under the control of Donald Trump. Quoting from the document itself, the DOJ falls under the direct supervision and control of the President of the United States as a component of the executive branch. Litigation decisions must be made consistent with the president's agenda. By the way, Justice John Roberts just endorsed that in the Sixth Ring immunity decision. So they've got carte blanche on that. What it means is that Donald Trump directs the Department of Justice. There is no independence. There's no firewall. He tells them what to do, who to prosecute, who to defend, and the like. And I think this portion of Project 2025, the authoritarian plots to purge the civil service, replace it all with MAGA loyalists, like deep down into the government, is getting most of the attention, and for good reason. But there's so much more to Project 2025, including, again, a whole bunch of fringe hard right culture war stuff. So, for instance, unsurprisingly, the document calls for a full out whole of government approach to the assault on reproductive rights on women. For conservatives to gratefully celebrate the greatest pro-family win in a generation, overturning Roe v. Wade. It includes an effective abortion ban by calling for the FDA, right? They're going to appoint people to the FDA who suddenly announce, oh, you can't have a medication abortion. Reverse its approval of chemical abortion drugs like mifepristone, which is used in the majority of all abortions in this country. And again, in red and blue states where abortion is legal or not. And to be clear, there's no absolutely justification for this, right? Mifepristone has been used safely for decades. This is not a scientific determination. They're going to put some apparatchik into charge of FDA to do this. Project 2025 wants to take it away, citing in part the hundreds of thousands to millions of babies whose lives have been unjustly taken through chemical abortion. The document goes further than FDA approval, calls on the Department of Justice to criminalize sending the pill through the mail under the Comstock Act, an archaic anti-obscenity law from the 19th century, which has been rendered largely unenforceable in subsequent decades. In addition to the abortion pill, Project 2025 also wants to strip the mandate for free emergency contraception from Obamacare.
One of the biggest plays that the Democratic Party right now is using or leveraging is to play on your emotions and distract you from the real issues that you really have inside of your lives, which is inflation, immigration, and being able to save your home, and then also being able to provide for your family. That's really what it comes down to, crime inside of your community and all of that. So even in this whole little breakdown that he has going on, he's not even speaking to anything that's really relevant inside of this whole Project 25 situation. He's playing to and trying to harp on your emotions in order to get you to feel some type of way about what it is that he got going on. 100%. I'm looking at it. So if you go to the Project 2025 website, which I know that a lot of people don't like to do, they just like to speak to the agenda and they want to give you the cliff notes. If you go to the Project 2025 website, they actually speak to, and this is not something that's even endorsed by or something that's leaned on from the president itself. It speaks to exactly what they mean when they say the mandate for leadership, a conservative promise, Project 2025. And it was forward. That was written by Kevin Roberts, which we're going to go over shortly. So this is the table of contents of the whole thing. Okay. Taking the reins of government, executive office of the president of the United States, blah, 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 blah. Okay. So then it breaks it down by Department of Defense, Department of Homeland Security, Department of State, Intelligence Community, Media Agencies, International Development, Department of Agriculture, Department of Education, Department of Energy Related Commissions, Environmental, the EPA. And so it basically takes a fine tooth comb and it goes over all of the proposed things that it thinks would make the earth and then ultimately the country a better place if we made modifications and then we started doing things as far as changing how it is that we go about doing things inside of the United States of America. So if you want to go over here and I can, you know, I can do a whole live stream where I can break this down, maybe even on the weekend, something completely separate after we get done with all of the scheduled shows that we really do. If you want me to go through and I can break down each and every one, and I went through all of the PDFs and it's very, very long. It's not that long, but it's pretty long and it's pretty detailed. But it goes over budgets, how much is being spent, exactly how many employees that we're subsidizing by overspending all of our tax dollars in order to support agendas and things that we don't necessarily need to be involved in that should be basically controlled by either state government or you as individuals. And then you can have your own legislative leaders as a result manage it, or it should just be naturally managed by what's going on inside of your own households, and then it gives you your power back. But it goes into all of these different things. And this particular one, it speaks on the Department of Housing and Urban Development. It's 15 pages. So each one of them have, a deep dive into what it is. And if you, again, I think that you guys should actually go through and do your own research. So, for example, let's pick one. Let's go with... Veteran Affairs, Commerce, Import, Export and Import Bank, Federal Reserves, Smart Business Trade, Fair Trade, Case for Free Trade. Let's go with Health and Human Services. So this document is 54 pages, all right? If the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services were a separate country, its approximately $1.6 trillion budget will rank as the world's fifth largest national budget. So it goes and it actually breaks down. It's not something that Trump said that he would implement, but it's a recommendation or something that they actually would stand for. It goes and it breaks down how our money is being spent and whether or not it actually helps us or it hurts us with regard to this specific subject, all right? So I'm not going to go through and I'm not going to read the whole 54 pages on this live stream. But in a general sense, it tells you and it breaks down exactly what's happening. So for example, in the second paragraph, it says, as a result of the Health and Human Services having lost its way, U.S. life expectancy, instead of returning to normal after the C-19 pandemic, continued to drop precipitously to levels not seen since 1996, with white populations alone losing 7% of their life expected span in just 1 year. Nothing less than America's long-term survival is at stake. Accordingly, Health and Human Services must return to serving the health and well-being of all Americans at all stages of life, instead of using social engineering that leaves us sicker, poorer, and more divided. So population control, largely. All right, but let me go back to what he was saying, and then let's see what he has to say.
And look, Republicans are not going to stop until they have all but eliminated access to reproductive health care in this country, full stop. They're also, not surprisingly, committed to stop.
And read and also do your own research. Stop depending on other people to tell you what to do. Get your own insight and then we can have a deeper conversation and we don't have to start relying on just entertainment in order to be able to have these conversations or in order to keep you entertained.
Upping the enormous seismic green energy transition to doom us to the most catastrophic consequences of climate change. The document refers to attempts to mitigate climate change, to mitigate it as a radical climate policy. It calls for an end to the unprovoked war on fossil fuels, for the government to oppose eyesore windmills built at taxpayer expense. The document also calls for all federal laws, grants, regulations, and contracts to delete every instance of the terms sexual orientation and gender identity, diversity, equity, inclusion, gender, gender equality, gender equity, gender awareness, gender sensitive, abortion, reproductive health, and reproductive rights, saying their use deprives Americans of their First Amendment rights. Reproductive health. It demands...
I'm not necessarily against some of the stuff that I've seen in it. I'm gonna just be honest with you.
Department of Health and Human Services immediately put an end to the department's foray into woke transgender activism. And get this, I don't think people know this, but people should, Pornography should be outlawed, and the people who produce and distribute it should be imprisoned. America 2024. Now, I promise you, I could go on like this for an entire hour. I encourage you to read the document for yourself. Remarkably easy to find with a cursory search online. And that, of course, is because Republicans are incredibly proud of their little project. Listen to the project's architect, the president of the Heritage Foundation, on this network last month.
The organization in this plan talks about changing the Department of Health and Human Services to the Department of Life. Do you think that women in America should be able to get an abortion if that is what their doctor says they need?
Abortion's not health care. I find it really interesting, if not worse, that you wouldn't support the change of the department name to the Department of Life. I thought we were all in support of life. We believe eminently in women's rights, and particularly women's rights in the womb.
Women in the womb. That position is openly and proudly out of touch with what most Americans want, but that's sort of the point. Because Project 2025 is in many respects about power, about a right-wing vanguard minority forcing its fringe agenda onto the American voters by any means necessary. This is what we're going to go to do, and you can't stop us. And if you think I'm exaggerating, just listen to that same Heritage Foundation president on an episode of Steve Bannon's podcast yesterday, guest hosted by former Republican Congressman Dave Bratt, because Bannon is currently in prison.
We're in the process of taking this country back. The reason that they are apoplectic right now, the reason that so many anchors on MSNBC, for example, are losing their minds daily is because our side is winning. And so I come full circle in this response and just want to encourage you with some substance that we are in the process of the second American Revolution, which will remain bloodless if the left allows it to be.
So with that being said, and now that you see a little bit of what's being promoted as far as Taraji P. Henson, and people that are now trying to leverage this in order to scare you into voting one way or another. And again, I encourage you guys to do your own research. And more importantly, also understand that this is not something that President Trump said that he would implement at all. This is just something that they're continuing to promote. And again, based off of what I read, I'm not incredibly against most of what I've read. Now, I got to do a little bit more of a deep dive because it is a long document and I only scanned through most of it. But I'm not necessarily against it at all. I'm not against some of the stuff that I've read. I mean, I don't agree with the alphabet community agenda that was largely championed by and pushed by President Obama. It's not really a thing that I stand on. I think that the government is overly bloated and we never have a trimming of the tree when it comes to making sure that we're not subsidizing jobs by giving them our taxpayer dollars in order to do things that we don't even support. The government is incredibly inefficient. They do not manage our money effectively. They throw money at the wall. They continue to support these agendas and these narratives that we don't agree with. And I think that there should be a separation with a lot of the different issues that we have. And we should not be throwing our money into something that we don't agree with. So I'm not totally against everything that I read inside of this.